Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. French lawmakers have agreed to extend the country's participation in airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Iraq. A week after three men who claimed allegiance to extreme Islamist groups killed 17 people in Paris. Speaking to the National Assembly ahead of the vote Tuesday, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said France is at war against extremists, not religion. Families and colleagues of three French police officers killed in last week's terror attacks in Paris paid their final respects Tuesday. Funerals were also held in Jerusalem for the four Jewish victims of last week's terror spree. Robert Berger reports.
The bodies of the four French Jews killed in the terrorist attack on a kosher supermarket last Friday in Paris were wrapped in prayer shawls and placed on a podium in front of a large Israeli flag. Thousands of mourners joined Israeli leaders at the official state funeral in Jerusalem in a show of solidarity. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged French Jews to immigrate to Israel. Ukrainian authorities say 10 civilians were killed Tuesday when a shell or missile hit a bus south of the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. The chief of the Donetsk Regional Interior Ministry Department says the bus was hit by rebels as it was passing through a checkpoint. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says he remains very confident the Ebola outbreak that is devastating West Africa can be stopped. Speaking in Washington Tuesday, Dr. Tom Frieden said the world will get to zero cases in the epidemic, in his words, if we continue the way we are going and nothing unexpected happens. This is VOA News. The United Nations says attacks by Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria have forced more than 11,000 people into neighboring Chad and may have displaced 150,000 people overall since seizing the town of Baga and nearby villages 10 days ago. Lisa Schlein has details.
UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke tells VOA information is sketchy because Baga and the surrounding areas have been inaccessible.
The attacks there in Baga town in Borno State on the 3rd and the 7th displaced an estimated 150,000 people. That's according to the Borno State Emergency Management Agency, because independent access to the area is simply not there at the moment.
Lajerke says most of the displaced are living with host families in various communities and are receiving assistance from state and local agencies, as well as the Nigerian Red Cross. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Uganda says a top Lord's Resistance Army commander captured last week will be handed over to the International Criminal Court. A Ugandan army spokesman says Dominic Ongwen will be transferred to The Hague by authorities in the Central African Republic, where Ongwen turned himself in on January 6. Ongwen is one of five LRA leaders charged by the ICC with war crimes and crimes against humanity. An Egyptian appeals court says ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his two sons will get a retrial in the embezzlement case that earned them multi-year sentences last year. The court in Cairo announced its decision Tuesday. Judicial sources say Mr. Mubarak, currently detained at a military hospital, could be freed at some point. The U.S. State Department is adding another name to its official terrorism list. He is Maulana Fazlullah, the leader of the Pakistani Taliban, which claimed credit for last month's assault on a Pakistani school that killed 134 children and 16 staff members. Fazlullah's addition as a specially designated global terrorist makes it a crime for U.S. citizens to engage in transactions with him. It also allows U.S. government to seize any of his property or interests that are in the United States, including those under the control of American citizens. Indonesian divers have now retrieved both flight recorders, or black boxes, from the Air Asia jet that crashed into the Java Sea last month, killing all 162 people aboard. Divers brought up the cockpit voice recorder Tuesday, a day after locating and retrieving the flight data recorder. Once analyzed in Jakarta, they're expected to give a clearer picture of what caused the crash of Air Asia Flight 8501 on December 28th. Investigators believe the pilots went down in a monsoon. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.